bright sunny day, and I met him in Boca, and we had a conversation, and he let me know that something was going to come out in the news that I wasn't going to be happy with.
Getting caught on the beach with Trump's ex destroyed Spencer Wagner's life. He was Trump's bodyguard at the time, and I spoke to his ex-wife, Mary Miller, about her husband.
I really believed he was innocent. He's a guy of integrity, a perfect gentleman. He was his bodyguard, and he is loyal to his boss. I never thought for a second he would cross that line.
Mary Miller now lives in Florida, and she said that Spencer could not have been more devastated by what happened to him ever since he got caught with Marla Maples.
I think it really destroyed him emotionally, because I think he really liked working for Donald Trump, and I really believe he was loyal to Donald Trump.
She told me some more about when she got married to Spencer.
I was a headline stripper, and I was a high-end escort. He said he was a bodyguard, and I thought, oh my God, I need a bodyguard. He was so handsome.
Spencer told her about his relationship with Marla Maples and said that Marla Maples was a nymphomaniac, very aggressive, and loved to party.
Celine Dion and Marla Maples, they were very good friends. They loved to party together, and he was always the bodyguard to take.
Mary said that Spencer was fired 2 weeks after he was caught on the beach with Marla Maples, and he never recovered.
The National Enquirer and all the press became too much for him. He became very nervous and looked over his shoulder a lot and lost his job about 2 weeks later.
He died of a drug overdose.
He's not the kind of guy that would do drugs. He's very straight, has a lot of integrity. I've never seen Spence take a drug. So listen, if that's what the toxicology says, that's what it says.
The trajectory of Mary Miller's life and her husband is very different. Mary Miller was a drug addict. The past 13 years, she's been in recovery and actually helps prostitutes get off the streets.
I run a program called the Pipe Program. I'm a recovery coach, and I love recovery coaching.
Who was quoted? I thought it was his ex-wife saying initially he didn't have the affair, that she absolutely couldn't believe that he would do it. And then the cop, when he came upon them and issued him a ticket, said that they were dressed. Like, he never came out and said that they were actually having sex. So what's the truth?
Right, at the time that it happened, they both denied that there was an affair, but eventually the truth came out and everybody knows that there was an affair.
I'm sorry, if I have a bodyguard and a lot of money, the last place I'm going to be hiding and using the restroom is on the beach underneath some sort of boardwalk.
Right.
I'm like, what?
I feel sorry for the guy, but I really don't care all that much, but it's a Trump story. Here we are telling it.
And a lot of people do care because he could be our next president, so you might want to know what his past is about.
It's got nothing to do with his dead drug addict bodyguard.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.